Good morning. I want to read Psalm 34, verse 4 through 8 to begin our time together, and the meditation will come from that passage. Here's what it says. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. This whole chapter is amazing. But these four verses are my focus today because of that one verse that says, taste and see that the Lord is good. How can you taste God? I think what David is trying to say is, if we do certain things, we will experience him so vividly that it's the same as if we experience him with our five senses, that we can taste him, feel him, see him. The Lord is real, and he becomes realer than real if we do certain things. Well, what is it that he tells us to do? He says to fear him. He says the angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. That word fear, fear him, fearing the Lord, bothers a lot of people. But what people don't understand is that word fear is a positive fear. It means reverence and respect. The same as what you would have towards somebody you love, like your spouse, or somebody you want to please, like your boss. It's like being in a courtroom and wanting to make a case that pleases the judge, and so the judge will rule in your favor. So the way we get God to rule in our favor is we have reverence and respect for who God is, so that our life lines up with his nature and character. I'm reminded of Philippians chapter 2 when Paul is telling the Philippians to have within them the mind of Christ, and he describes characteristics of Jesus. And he says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, put the interests of others above yourself. And look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. See, Christ put our interests above himself when he went to the cross for each one of us. And I find that just so amazing that the God of the universe, all powerful, would die on the cross for me and for you. That kind of love. And how can I measure up? How can my heart even begin to be like that? One of my favorite scriptures is Proverbs 4:23. It says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. How do we keep our heart? By having reverence and respect for the Lord. By seeking to be like Christ in everyday life. I use a lot of driving examples because I think that brings out our human nature. But I was driving the other day, and a young man was starting to cross the road, so I stopped. And we went into this whole thing where, you know, he was waving me to go, and I was saying, no, no, it's okay, you can go. And no, he kept saying, no, you go. And finally I thought, you know, I just need to go, but I'm going to go very slowly. And as I did, I waved, and I smiled, and he nodded, and he smiled, and then he put his hand over his heart like he was saying heartfelt gratitude for my respect. And I thought that was so awesome to experience that, because so often I experience rudeness from people or from other cars. And even if I did get rudeness, the Bible's calling me to guard my heart. I'm supposed to even love my enemies and have the mind of Christ when I'm dealing and talking with people who don't necessarily like or love me. And so I'm challenged to guard my heart. I'm challenged to reverence and respect the Lord in my everyday life. But as I do, I experience God as my refuge. My faith actually becomes realer than real, and it becomes a place. And I experience the very living God. And that's why David was throwing that out there in his very creative way that he so often does. And he said, taste and see that the Lord is good. Just try him out. When you live your life from this point forward, try to be like Jesus. Try to be like Christ. It reminds me, so often we get it wrong and we need to start fresh with the Lord. And the Lord is so patient and so kind, even when we get it wrong. There's a story I heard about a woman who had several kids, and they lived on a farm. And the kids were down playing around a tree, and she was up by the house, and she was horrified because they were playing with little baby skunks. Apparently the mother skunk was nowhere to be found, and they'd found the nest of these little skunks. And the mother said, run, children, run. And so each of the five children grabbed a baby skunk and ran. Well, they got it wrong. She didn't want them to grab a skunk and run. And the Lord is patient with us in the same way that she was with her children. We get it wrong sometimes. But he's there to give us his grace and his forgiveness and his love. And each day we get to start fresh with him. God has a plan. He has a hope and a future for each one of us. And I want to encourage you that you can taste and see that the Lord is good. And that begins now. God bless you.